For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, talking to you long distance.
I've been to Lincoln Center. I've been catching up on some of the upcoming shows, actually. It's important to get down and pick things up, particularly as Tony season will be upon us in no time at all.
What'd you see?
Well, I saw the new Sarah Ruhle play, and Sarah Ruhle has gone very well. I think thought that the New Phoenix production of In the Next Room, the Vibrator play, had done so well for them. But I like her work so much. The Clean House, which was done beautifully on the Road Less Traveled stage. This one is called How to Transcend a Happy Marriage.
How to Transcend a Happy Marriage.
Yes.
Okay, I'm confused.
Yes. Well, it's two couples who meet a polyamorous threesome and invite them for New Year's Eve because they're just titillated and curious about this. And it turns out that the woman in this trio also kills her own meat. The play examines the blending of our animal instincts and our impulse toward being civilized. And a marvelous central performance by Marissa Tomei, the Oscar-winning actress, just a brilliant comedian, yet in this serious role, playing the comedy across the top and getting to some complicated truths. I found the play very satisfying.
Hey, you and I got to see Cleopatra, opening night, but I understand it's selling out and it's only up through April 8th. What are folks going to do?
So I hear, I don't know. I suppose, lobby for a matinee. BUA was only performed in the daytime once in its history, I think.
what happens when the sun shines on Jimmy Janowski?
Right. This is a Charles Bush play. Charles Bush is so clever with this kind of lighthearted parody that manages to take an old story and skewer contemporary reality with a huge drag roll in the center, which is perfect for Jimmy Janowski.
Now, I'm going to go over to the New Phoenix to see the correspondent.
The script, I had jokingly said it sounded like a plot from the old Inner Sanctum, if you're a fan of classic radio. As a kind of guilty pleasure in the way that the classic old radio is, not as compact as radio, I've got to say. The surprise hook ending that just grabs you at the end, it's got all of that. But in terms of great playwriting, not so much, but it is a lot of fun.
The director, Kelly Bocock-Natale, is going to take the night off tonight. She's going to be performing in a cabaret with Charmaine Chi. Anyway, their cabaret is called Affairs of the Heart. It's out at the Musical Fair at 8 o'clock, and we're really looking forward to it.
Two marvelous entertainers. Wish I could be there. I envy you that experience.
Now, let's talk about Proof, because, two short weekends. The last performance is this Sunday afternoon at 2. I had a chance to chat with Marissa Biondolillo. She plays Catherine the Daughter. Marissa said that she is a student of the Meisner School of Acting.
Well, it's all derived from Stanislavski. Meisner departs from some of the others in that he doesn't do that sense memory thing that we associate with Lee Strasberg or with Stella Adler. It is sort of imagining lived experience, living the moment. So that's what she's talking about when she says that she has studied Meisner technique. Some of the other aspects of it would be the same, though, that you'd act specifically, not in general, relax on the stage, focus. So that's what she's striving to do. I was fascinated by her performance, and I really want to say that I was very impressed by this production of Proof. What a wonderful play this is, and impressed with the performances. Buffalo Laboratory Theater at 710 Main.
Opening night at The Sound of Music. We were both there. At first, I thought Charlotte Maltby as Maria was a little too brassy Broadway for, a girl who goes off and sings to the animals in the woods. But once she takes charge of the show, wow, I fell in love with her.
Well, I loved her. I didn't take her as Broadway brassy. I took her as kind of a Girl Scout. She knows that mountain, which becomes very important. I had been so looking forward to seeing Nicholas Rodriguez as Captain Von Trapp. I love his CD, but the opening night, his understudy went on. But I do understand that if you see The Sound of Music this weekend with Miss Maltby, you will see Nicholas Rodriguez. And I think that that's something to look forward to.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.